everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Again, good morning. Started the week saying I wouldn't be producing thought for the day kind of stuff, and so far, most days this week, I have so done. Thought for the day, today, is back to the VI-related thing, I think, to some extent. To a great extent. Because I don't think I want to broaden it out any more than that. But it's about advertising campaigns that seek to draw people to give money to charities, in this case the Royal National Institute for the Blind, seek to give money to charities for various campaigns. I think that if you've seen the latest RNIB, Royal National Institute for the Blind, campaign ad, tell me what you think, but I think it's appalling, to be honest. I don't think it portrays blind people in a very good way at all, and it's focused primarily on a child losing its sight, or her sight, and it's all sort of, I think, insipid is the word. There's a voiceover that's sort of, Emily is losing her sight and just gave £3 a month. And, you know, it's all said a bit quickly and embarrassingly when it comes to the money, as if to say, oh, that's all it is. And you can see, you know, they've adopted all these marketing / campaign idioms to try to make this advert more appealing, but it's very template stuff. And apart from that, I think it's doing a disservice to people with a visual impairment. So at the end, it's sort of, you know, that this girl might not be able to see the stars, but at least she might still be able to reach for them. And I know it's only, the advert was about a minute long, but I think it would have been much better to talk about what people are doing, and then at least they will, because of donations and things like social enterprises, which RNIB got rid of most of them, by the way, I believe in the 70s, 80s, things like sheltered workshops, which were at least the beginnings of social enterprises. I do know what I'm talking about regarding social enterprises, so yeah. They can be the way forward, you know, and we could have seen lots of positive portrayals of people with visual impairment, but no, we had to see helplessness, but for your £3 a month. I don't know, there is many, many things, or are many, many things I could say, but I think the words are enabling, so you're enabling people to do something. You know, we all need help in life, yes, we do. And many of us as visually impaired people volunteer and do all sorts of things if we're not working to help society. The word enablement, we can enable each other, and that has to cover especially the fact that RNIB are partnering and taking over charities left, right and centre, and becoming growing. I mean, they're already one of the biggest VI charities in the world. If you're going to do an advert, you really need to make it more broad than this one and celebrate visual impairment, because that's what many of us do. Yes, it is. If you didn't know that, that's what we do. Many of us are happy in asking. Yes, we are. Not taking away from the fact that people lose their sight. You know, I work in an organisation where I see people that become, have disabilities later on in life and all that kind of stuff. But it's all about enabling people to feel more confident and stride purposefully into their future, with the knowledge that most of what you're saying about them is true because they've already achieved it just by being them. That might sound cheesy, but it's not, okay? And trying to think what else I was going to say on this. But yeah, and the other word is tenacity. Yeah, tenacity. You have to have tenacity. Get up, have a purpose for life, and you know, we have jobs, we have lives, we have children, we have existences that are something a little more beyond the hope of a talking book that the R&IB are seeming to portray in this advert. Now, if they were going to do a series of adverts, maybe you would forgive that a little bit and say, well, fair enough, but if this is it, then it's poor. It's very poor, I think. And as I said, I'm trying to think of something positive I could say about this, but there really isn't. You know, that's a lot of money to spend on an advert that, yeah, it may bring some money in because it's sort of saturation marketing and it's above the line marketing, so, you know, and it's sort of, if it's TV media, that kind of thing, then of course you would expect a return of some sort. But that isn't proof that the campaign is successful. It's merely proof that some people have seen it and their heartstrings have been pulled. And it does not reflect VI society as a whole, and it does not reflect the work that R&IB say they do. As for members, yes, I'm a member of R&IB, but there seems to be nothing for me to do between the people that have degrees and are considered therefore to be of some merit and people who offer you know, curry in a microwave in 3 minutes recipes for the Vision magazine. So contact the R&IB if you wish, and I'll be more than happy to work with you. I'm not against anything that you're doing per se. I'm just, well, those are my thoughts. So have a good day, everybody, and I'm sure you will comment on this audio. I'll speak to you soon.